This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Because of the Republican majority's weakness, we still do not have a long-term spending bill that funds the military and the domestic investments that keep our America strong. We take an office, oath of office, to protect and defend. Now we have to fund that.
They had to focus on first funding our military, protecting Border Patrol agents, funding vulnerable children through the CHIP program. These were things that they didn't disagree with. They agreed with everything that was in this CR. The president stayed firm. Republicans stayed firm. And Democrats, I think, realized that they had to move past that piece of legislation and so that they could focus on the conversation they were desperate to have.
It took a talking stick and a broken glass elephant to get some bipartisan mojo going on to reopen the government. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. That was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, who you just heard there. And before that, Nancy Pelosi. So seriously, it really was like they were getting ready to do a rain dance. They're getting ready to bring a goat into the Capitol. So they did have bipartisan meetings, and Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, had a bunch of meetings in her office to try to make something happen. In fact, Senator Lamar Alexander tossed what was described as a ceremonial Native American stick toward Senator Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, after he interrupted him. The stick sailed past, smashed into a glass elephant on a shelf in Senator Collins' office. The elephant was chipped, but everybody else was intact, apparently. This really was what they did. They had the stick and told you to shut up if they threw the stick to you, because everybody was talking over each other. So here's the bottom line. The details you want to know about, the sticky stuff, the government is reopened. However, February 8th, shut down again, unless something more substantive is put together. So the bill called H.R. 195 sets the clock for a showdown to come up again, and they've got 16 days to prevent the Dreamers from being deported, basically, is what Chuck Schumer is saying, the Senate Democratic leader. But as of right now, they negotiated this to February 8th. So it just postpones, ultimately, the nastiness between the two parties. The president and the Republicans, or the conservative Republicans anyway, are demanding that any immigration deal include funding for Trump's border wall and changes in immigration laws to end visa preferences for family members of U.S. citizens. Trump calls it chain migration. So far, none of that has happened. There's a lot of issues to get serious about. Remember, the president decided in September to end the Obama-era initiative effective in March and said Congress should act to protect him. The U.S. counts 690,000 people currently enrolled in DACA. So there you go. I think it's just a postponement. But if it doesn't work out in the next 16 days, then what? I mean, you know, it's always the then what. It's the proverbial shoe to drop. It's tiresome, isn't it? It's very tiresome. So I guess the good news is, if you're looking for the good news, is that the government is open and people go back to work who were affected by this on Tuesday. Headed to work after an extra day. While that's going on, the old saying, can I buy some pot from you, makes that more of a reality as Vermont becomes the ninth state to legalize marijuana. How about that? They call it recreational. What does that mean? It means legalized possession of up to 1 ounce of it. Two mature plants is what they say that is, and up to four immature plants by people 21 and older. It starts July 1st. It doesn't legalize. Somebody asked me, does this legalize the drug trade? No. No. And I think it was pretty controversial. Of course it's controversial. Because a lot of people wanted more studies. But Massachusetts, Maine, six other states have legalized marijuana. So Vermont is the first state to take the step by an act of the legislature rather than as a ballot initiative. That's what's interesting and why I brought this up. So that was a legal situation. That means get ready for the smell of marijuana wafting through the streets. Seriously, the marijuana argument is an interesting one. And in this show, we certainly have looked at it on all sides, almost like a Rubik's Cube. There's no real answer here because some people swear by the benefits of it, swear it's what's the difference, because if you were somebody who was drinking a lot of alcohol, you'd be way more dangerous than somebody with a small amount of marijuana. There's so many arguments to it. Is it a gateway drug? Is it not a gateway drug? Is it free up the prisons and law enforcement to not deal with something as small as a little bit of marijuana? I mean, those are questions we could tack up on a bulletin board and try to tie them all together neatly. There is no neat tie here. Some believe it's a good thing. Some believe it's not. And I'm not on the fence to the medical marijuana benefits, because I definitely see them there. As far as being a gateway drug, I've had so many people that have said to me that have been in the addiction business, that are in the addiction business, that they believe it is an addiction drug, that it leads to other things. And then there's research. Does the research back that up or not? You know, that remains to be seen. I just think it's just one of those question marks that looms. I mean, we had the police chief from Los Angeles on a few years ago, and he talked about his thinking was there's too much tied up, and we have so many other serious matters to get to. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it would be better if it was legalized, that too much was dumped on it and too many people were getting sentences for very small amounts of marijuana. So, I mean, there is no easy answer to this, except for to say there are states that have legalized it. And this is just different because this is legislative. It's not a ballot initiative. And the question of should it be a ballot initiative or should it be something that the legislature deals with, that is an interesting discussion to have, which we will dive deeper into this. We're going to start to do these little chunks of investigative reports and give you even more angles on what's the buzz in the U.S. And some of the buzz is over marijuana, over Bitcoin, over housing, over medicine and medical, and what's going on with our health insurance. So that's some things to look forward to in the upcoming months. Stay with us. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count on ATN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This crazy story about ICE detaining a Michigan doctor who left Poland in the 70s and his family still scratching their heads. Dr. Nick was 5 when his parents left Poland with their 2 kids in the 70s. Now he's this supposed respected doctor in Kalamazoo. Last Tuesday, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents hauled him off in handcuffs. His family thinks he's going to be deported to a country he's never even been to. Nick's detention stems from 2 misdemeanor convictions from his teenage years, one for destruction of property, guess less than $100, and receiving and concealing stolen goods. So the question is about immigration status, background, reason for the detention, all of that. You know, that's all that whole record thing. And that's kind of what's happening in a lot of different places. So there are people rallying for letters of support and doing all that kind of thing. Who knows where it ends up? But that is a story of somebody who, I don't know, that's a story of somebody who slips through the net, I think. And there are those exceptions, and I suppose everybody has a story. And it's about digging deeper to find those stories. I think that's the lesson in that. How about this? A 50-year anniversary tour. And at 76 going on 77, that was what Neil Diamond was in the middle of when he received the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease and where it was, I suppose. So he decided to retire from touring. He apologized to the people in Australia and New Zealand who had bought tickets, but the third leg of the tour is not going to happen. So if you saw Neil Diamond sing on a stage any of his hit songs like Sweet Caroline, lucky you. He's not going to get back on a stage again. And it's a very sad, sad thing, as is any degenerative disease. And it's I have a friend who has it, and it's tough. I just keep, you know, praying for him, got my fingers crossed, and that's Parkinson's. It's just a nasty, wicked curveball, absolutely. Kevin Spacey and all that surrounds Kevin Spacey's orbit, which is not any longer the House of Cards, has certainly cost Netflix some money. Netflix said Monday they took an unexpected $30 million charge for content that they decided not to move forward with because of the association with Kevin Spacey, who was accused of sexual misconduct by several people late last year. The House of Cards gave Netflix an early win for original programming when it first debuted in 2013, but when the Spacey scandal broke out wide in October during the Harvey Weinstein Pandora's box of bad behavior, Netflix announced that the sixth season of the show would be the last. How can you bring it back? So it cost them some money. Netflix also had to scrap plans to release Gore, which was a biopic on Gore Vidal. It had been in post-production, but they just could not do it. And there were so many details of things that happened with Kevin Spacey, there was not even a chance they were going to go there, as other companies are not doing the same thing. Once something breaks that is too big to ignore, I guess, let's put it that way. How about Jimmy Garoppolo, happiest man that left the Patriots for the 49ers? Jimmy Garoppolo gets a $79,000 bonus for the Patriots reaching the Super Bowl. Yep, it's true. Because he was traded to San Francisco during the regular season, but it earned him a bonus with the win over Jacksonville. And then the $79,000 because of the two playoff wins in the AFC title. And here's the really crazy thing. He'd get another $112,000 if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, $56,000 if they lose. So he's a winner-winner all the way around, isn't he? Because you got to think Jimmy Garoppolo was there last year. So despite finishing the season on the West Coast, he has certainly been part of what's ailing the Patriots in a way because there's all this tension about Garoppolo. Bill Belichick didn't want to give up on Garoppolo, but instead, there was a deal that was made, and he wasn't part of that whole deal-making thing. I didn't agree with it. So it's wild to see what that means for him as far as the Patriots and getting some of that dough. I think that's pretty interesting. And, of course, that's fair. That's what happens. He was supposed to get it, and that's part of the deal, and he still gets it. You know, he still gets it anyway, even though he's not playing for them. Because who could know that he was going to be dished, I guess, is the best way to say that. If you just tuned in, we're doing one of those we can count things, because I believe that numbers are everywhere. Just look around, I swear, and you'll see them. Let's talk about something happy. How about this 13-year-old girl, that set a national record? 13-year-old phenom, Jaden Newman, made 17 three-pointers in a 70-point performance. Where was the defense? No, I'm just kidding. That's amazing. To hit that many? And I watched her shoot pretty good, pretty awesome shooter, actually. Pretty good. Awesome. Eighth grade. 70-point game. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, she was just solid. She had it down. You know, she had the arc going. She had it working. And she was just too cool for school. So she gets a record now, and that's, I don't know, I think that's pretty cool. I say, good for her. Has to be pretty exciting. You know, think about when you were that age. Did you do anything that really set you apart from everyone else? Yeah, I don't know, I'm just saying. How about raising money? Ever have to raise any money fast? Allbirds is shaking up footwear, they say, with machine washable wool shoes. That's pretty good. Who wants dirty shoes? So here's what the deal is. The co-founder, Tim Brown, came up with the idea for his shoe company after hanging up the soccer cleats he had worn as a pro in New Zealand. He played for the all-whites featured logos. He wanted something made out of natural materials. So he did this Kickstarter fundraising campaign. He'd raised $120,000, and he started to work with it. He teamed up with somebody else who would be the co-founder, work as the CEO. They turned things over. The sneakers become wildly popular, especially in the Bay Area where the company's based. It's been called the most comfortable shoe in the world. Now I want one. Would you like to wear the most comfortable shoe in the world where it feels like you're not wearing shoes? Who doesn't want that? Plus you can wash it. Are you kidding? Sustainable, comfortable footwear? And I guess they debuted wool loafers and a bunch of kids sneakers with plans for another product somewhere in the future. But they're selling them. I love the name of the shoe or the company, Allbirds. It's just perfect, isn't it? The Allbirds. Yeah. Here's another number for you. Are you a tequila drinker? Maybe not. Tequila has made some people, some famous people even, some serious do-re-mi. And I was just reading where Patron, which, of course, is a big-time tequila, is now being merged or being sold to another company. So it points to the commerce is alive and well for some very serious money. Like I said, there is serious money to be made in tequila. I heard that from somebody a short while ago. It's a $1 billion deal. Bacardi's going to buy Patron. I mean, not 1 million. 5.1 billion. 1 million would be a steal and a half. $5.1 billion deal. Serious coin. So they want to become... The idea is they want to become the second largest spirits company in the United States in market share by value. And Patron is pretty a hot commodity. It's a pretty hot commodity. And this is interesting because this is, this is something that's been in the making apparently for a while. And Patron is wildly popular. Bacardi owns 200 what they call spirit labels. Ever hear of Grey Goose? Bombay? That's in the fold. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Today is the day to celebrate because we have shown that a determined group of senators working together across the aisle can result in positive action. In this case, the reopening of government.
So the government is open. That's good after 3 days. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised, but here's the really crazy thing. So it's open after 3 days, but February 8th, we're back into the same pot of soup or kettle of fish. Whatever you want to call it. It's not good. And are they going to really come to any kind of an agreement that will last? And hear no evil, see no evil, be no evil. I mean, you know, on one hand, it gets the government back up and going. But on the other hand, you still have this predicament. The government's open until the 8th. The CR expires on the 8th. There has to be a bigger, badder, broader agreement. And there's going to be floor debate. Oh, it's brutal. Immigration is polarizing. Did we not know that? We've known this for years, right? In both parties and wherever. Immigration. You know, it used to be, don't talk about religion and politics, and now you can add, don't talk about religion, politics, and, oh, yeah, immigration, even though you could say I could clump that into politics, I think it stands on its own. So what kind of a compromise bill will they get? How will that compromise bill work? They're just going to keep resuming the discussions they're having. I talked to somebody today in D.C. before I hopped on a plane from Charleston back to our studios in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Boy, a dip in temperature there. And what I was told is, you know, this is a situation where there are no really good answers. But here's the thing. Don't we elect people and aren't they paid to come up with some kind of answers? I'm just saying they're supposed to come up with some kind of answers. Okay, there are no good answers. Excuse me. There aren't any. But there has to be one. And you got to come up with that. You know what it is? It's mind mapping. Do you think they mind map in Congress? I would love to be hired to work with Congress. I would suggest mind mapping. Let's mind map this thing out. I'll do it. I'll mind map it for you, but you got to pay me because you're paying everybody else so much of a ridiculous amount of money that there's just no way I'm going to do this for free. That's what they need. They need one big, wild mind mapping session. Or other people do the vision boards. Can you imagine what a vision board would look like, let's say, for Nancy Pelosi? What is on her vision board? What is on the vision board of Jeff Flake? What's on the vision board of Lindsey Graham? Perhaps. What's on the vision board of Mitch McConnell? It's got to be an escape hatch on his, right? Somewhere. Take me away. Take me away, seriously. In the meantime, the Trump tax law is being celebrated still. The results of it are being celebrated because they're saying it's really working. It's already working. We can see it's working. So Walmart, Apple, Comcast, they pledged to award workers bonuses, increase their minimum wages, or add new investments in the U.S. That was part of the push. So are they following through? Looks like it. It looks like there's for those companies I mentioned, they made the big announcement. They're trying to make it happen. Speaking of making it happen, I have talked about this a lot, infrastructure. And every time I go somewhere, I see it in some form, something that's rickety, shaky, scary, and it has to do with transportation. So there's this initiative that calls for a block grant funding for areas with fewer than 50,000 people, with money made available to every governor based on the rural area in one state in relation to other states and the adjusted population. Then they tried to incentivize to partner the states with local and private investment for completion and operation of projects. 50% would provide initiatives in the form of grants, disperse state, local, private investment, and core infrastructure. So transportation, airport, rail, maritime, flood control, water supply, hydropower, water resources, drinking water facilities, storm water facilities, all that kind of stuff. A lot of water, so transportation is the obvious. Airport, rail, ports. The ports are big. I was at a port today, and that's what I was referring to. There was something I saw that was rickety there. The president is expected to roll out the plan before or during his first State of the Union address. You knew about that, right? The first State of the Union address is when? The first State of the Union address is Tuesday. And there's been a lot of conversation about what is the State of the Union? What's that going to sound like? What's the State of the Union going to include? Well, infrastructure, obviously, right? His first official State of the Union. And it's not this Tuesday. It's Tuesday the 30th. So then the questions become when, what time, and the time is nine p.m. Eastern. He of course speaks in the House of the House Chamber of the U.S. Capitol, and then you have the VP, like anyone else, would be Mike Pence and the Speaker of the House. And it gets televised everywhere. You've got a couple of people who say they are going to boycott, like John Lewis. They say because of what he said about Haiti and African nations, he's not going to do it. And there's a few others that say they aren't going to do it. Well, and then somebody asked me the very pointed question, which was so smart. When did he last speak to Congress? And that would be, he addressed a joint session of Congress in February 2017, remember? He talked about what happened in the first 40 days in office, his election changing the country, a new chapter of greatness. He called for spending more money on the military, fighting terrorism, overhauling the tax code, building a wall, repealing the Affordable Health Care Act, changing the U.S. immigration system to favor highly skilled workers. He highlighted some interesting people in the audience, and that always happens. And here is the next one, January 30th. And if you look, somebody said, is it a requirement? From time to time, yes, it is a requirement. You know what they used to call it? Here's a great piece of trivia for you. I looked this up. I'm fascinated by the start times of things and how they morph. So originally the State of the Union was called the Annual Message, and it's officially been known as the State of the Union since 1947, but the Annual Message. And then someone said, oh, no, we need a sexier title, State of the Union. That's it. And they usually always, it's traditionally delivered after a president's first year in office. So this will be the 95th time, in fact, that the president will formally give the address in person. The first guy to do it, George Washington. And now it's Donald Trump. So interesting. State of the Union, I think, is always fascinating. And, of course, it's all about maneuvering and what's the other side doing. Because, you know, it's the us's and the them's. And then it's the rebuttal somewhere. You hear the rebuttal and it's always interesting to see. Of course, the tax code will be talked about. And the switching there and what's happened as a result of it. The Affordable Care Act will be talked about, but it'll be more saber-rattling, I suppose, than anything else. And then infrastructure would absolutely come up, and probably immigration, depending on what happens, although there's still time, depending on what happens with any kind of a compromise. That could be maybe a hot potato, I'm not sure. Or maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. I think kind of a hot potato. Because of the visceral reaction you get from so many people. And then not wanting to deal with it, right? Awful. The last thing I'll say is, somebody also wrote me a note about these parents who apparently had trained up their kids just absolutely awful, where they had 12 of their 13 children who were shackled and starving. Who does this? David and Louise Turpin. Awful. Shame on you. You captivated the nation. People want to rescue these kids. Stay with us.
Frost. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I like the song. I can't stop listening to it. I don't know about you. Alright, so let's talk about this. Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Wow, wow, wow. I was watching from afar. I've said this already, but I will be giving you more details on my new book that's coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny. And I was with Steve Forbes and Forbes Books the last week. And it's interesting because we're talking about the lead up to these two games and how much so much was on the Philadelphia Eagles not having enough, and this quarterback not having a way to beat Minnesota Vikings. And it's shocking because it's not shocking that Tom Brady came back, But it's shocking that Jacksonville really had him on the ropes, and it looked like they were going to close him out. And then, of course, it's just crazy. He is the comeback king. It's shocking the way the Eagles in the NFC Championship skinned the Vikings. Wow, I am just so surprised by that, because I thought the Eagles were going to get there, but I thought the game would be a lot closer than it was. It was shocking to me that the Vikings only had 7 points in that game, 38-7. Nothing, I'm saying nothing, was working for the Vikings. I mean, it was just a rout. 70,000 fans screaming, "Fly, Eagles, fly," at the end of this. The fans were electric. Because of Carson Wentz's injury, Nick Foles, a lot of people didn't think he was good enough to win the Eagles their first NFL title. But it happened, in the NFC anyway. Most lopsided playoff victory ever. And the Eagles' first Super Bowl appearance since 2005 against a team that beat them a long time ago. Foles said he just keeps going at it. Phew! He threw for 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. The coach, Doug Peterson, said, "I'm so happy for Nick and the offense." And, again, what a win. Minnesota just made it look easy. I mean, just made it look easy. And it wasn't. Because there were mistakes, and there were mistakes that Minnesota had to pay for, and Philadelphia just, I mean, Philadelphia just capitalized on it. Just capitalized on it. So, huge for the Eagles. Huge for the Patriots. Patriot fans actually had a wild game to watch. It wasn't any kind of a walkover with Jacksonville. It had to be very disappointing for Jacksonville to lose 24-20 in the waning moments. Really, really did. So what is Vegas's take on this Super Bowl 2018? What are the odds? The underdogs, of course, are the Eagles. That's not a surprise. Patriots are favored by 5.5 points. Less than 24 hours after the game, they've set that line. Could move in a different direction. It's crazy if you think of the lock the Patriots have played in 7 Super Bowls during the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era, and they've won and only once have they won a Super Bowl by more than 4 points, and that was the dramatic comeback against the Falcons. And I don't know, this could be a close Super Bowl. And for me, I picked them. I really felt like they had a great chance to win, meaning the Eagles, and they did. So we will have, leading up to the Super Bowl, I haven't picked the day, but we will have a Super Bowl nail the score prediction. Who do you think wins, the Patriots or the Eagles? And what's different here is you have a chance to actually prep for it, which doesn't mean a darn thing. Because anything can happen. We know that. Just pick out of thin air. Just pick it. Just pick something out of thin air and you'll have it. It'll just be there in your head. Pick it out. Right? What's really crazy is the Empire State Building lit up with the Eagles Patriots colors, and it made New Yorkers furious. So the two football teams that have nothing to do with New York got their time on the side of the Empire State Building. Nightmare. The Jets or the Giants had to watch their biggest rivals going after the Lombardi trophy. I mean, but who thought of putting the Empire State Building in rival colors? Who was the fool that decided that? I don't know. Is it unacceptable to do that? You're in New York, home of the division rivals, the Giants and the Jets. People were tweeting it all over the place. Not cool, not cool. Not cool at all. Stop the madness. This shouldn't be happening. It's awful. If only you had to worry just about things like that, right? about what color the Empire State Building was changing. Wouldn't that be, that'd just be, that's a good life if that's it. You got nothing else to worry about. That's what we're talking about. We just have to worry about the color of the Empire State Building. What are they lighting it up now? What color is it? All right, as we come to a close to this hour, so again, a reminder that, yes, we will be doing a Nail the Score. Many of you have already sent me emails about that for the Super Bowl. We will do that. But to a close, since we all feel kind of like we're on pins and needles at times with some uninvited guests to our New Year's party who may have some nasty fireworks in their pockets that we don't want to hear go off, the story of what happened on the USS Pueblo's mission. I just read this. In the waters off North Korea in 1968. I was looking at a picture of this. There was a story about Ralph McClintock, who said he wasn't supposed to be on the mission, that changed his life. He said he took the job. He told Fox News in an interview because he wanted to know what the North Koreans did, and I wanted to see the enemy up close. The mission was only supposed to last 22 days. Instead, 11 months, 82 crew members. They were North Korean prisoners in war camps. In the Cold War, it was pretty nasty back then. The Pueblo was major, the capturing of the Pueblo. The crew left their base in Japan. They were supposed to surveil the Soviet Navy and North Korean communication activity. They carried off the work. But the problem started when the mission was wrapping up. A North Korean sub chaser passed within some 4,000 yards of the Pueblo. 2 days later, a pair of North Korean fishing trawlers came within 30 feet. Fishermen looked on with binocular snap photos. The following day, another sub chaser appeared, challenged the Pueblo, ordered the crew to stand down. The Pueblo tried to outmaneuver the other ship, but alas, it was too late. Another submarine chaser, four torpedo boots, two MiG-21 fighter jets joined the scene. They had no chance. They were trapped. Trapped. They did have weighted bags to dump documents, but there were too many documents to destroy in such a short time. So the North Koreans took all 82 Pueblo crew members captive, blindfolding them and binding their hands on the trip to the port of Wonsan. They were bused to Pyongyang, kept as prisoners of war in two different camps. They've gone back to visit. Oh, my. They survived it, but said it was one of the worst things. They called it Hell Week, said it was awful. Thanks for listening to this show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.